Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Bassett Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, okay. Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, okay. Evans Funeral Home,
well, we're good now.
Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply,
okay.
Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. Now, Carrington Cardinal Basketball.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Devil's Lake Sports Center for Carrington High School Boys Basketball here tonight on Thunder 98.3 FM for NewsDakota.com and I3G Media Sports. I'm Kyle Hewitt. Tonight, the Carrington Cardinals in the first round of the Ramsey County High School Boys Basketball Tournament. They will take on the Larimore Polar Bears in the final game of day one of this tournament. Opening round game so far, Devils Lake's junior varsity won the opener today over Benson County 70-50. Nelson County, the Chargers, knocked off Griggs Mid-Cota 68-61. Nelson County led by 18 points in that ball game at 41-23. And it was an 18-0 run by Griggs Mid-Cota to start the third quarter, tied the game up at 41, but Nelson County hung on to win at 68-61, the final score of game two. Game three was all North Stars. They just wrapped up here about 15, 20 minutes ago. 81-30, the final score over Warwick. And now the Cardinals of Carrington, they will come in here today with a 1-4 overall record. The Cardinals taking on the Polar Bears of Larimore. They come in with a 2-3 record. Carrington was the 3 seed coming in, Larimore the 6 seed, and Devils Lake JV, they were the number 1 seed coming into this tournament. So the ball games tomorrow are all set up except for the final game here tonight, and then we'll set up tomorrow at approximately 3 o'clock. It'll be Benson County taking on Griggs Mid-Cota in the consolation round. Warwick will follow up at around 4:30 or so, and they will take on the loser of this one, either Carrington or and Larimore. In the first semifinal tomorrow night, it'll be Devils Lakes JV taking on Nelson County, and North Star will take on the winner of this one, Carrington or Larimore. Again, that is the setup here for this one. A big thank you to some of our sponsors here tonight. Our scoreboard sponsor will be Bank Forward. Our starting lineups will be brought to you by Bassett Motors, and our timeout sponsor is Dakota Central. We're going to take a quick 1 minute timeout. We'll return with those Bassett Motors starting lineups right after this.
Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Gar Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Gar Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic, is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
And once again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devils Lake, North Dakota. And we're going to get into our Bassett Motors starting lineups. And we'll start with the Carrington Cardinals. They are the home team on the scoreboard tonight. The Cardinals will be wearing their home white uniforms, red and black trim here tonight. Cardinals coached by Randy Huey. Randy in his first year as the Cardinal boys head coach. He's got over 20 years overall of coaching experience. And he is assisted by Brett McAloney and John Otis. For the Cardinals tonight, starting at one of the three guard spots tonight, will be a sophomore number 5, Hayden Hoggle. At another guard, junior number 21, Taylen Merring. And your two forwards tonight, senior number 10, Tate Walski. And also at a senior number 12, Maddox McAloney. And in the middle at center, a junior number 34, Alec Threadgold. Again, the Cardinals come in with a 1-4 overall record on the year. Coached by Randy Huey in his first year and assisted by Brett McAloney and John Otis. Again, for the Cardinals at guards, it'll be Hoggle and Merring. The forwards will be Walski and McAloney, and in the middle at center will be Threadgold. For the Polar Bears of Larimore High School, they are coached by Kyle Clevin, and they come in with a 2-3 overall record. For the Polar Bears, they will also go with the two guards, two forwards, and a center. At one guard tonight, 5'11 junior number 3, Baron Burns. At another guard, 5'10 senior number 10, Braden Bacon. Your two forwards tonight, sophomore number 1, Grant Oderman. And at the other forward, 6'3 senior number 20, Dylan Rethemeyer. And in the middle at center is 6'4 senior number 32, Mason Myers. Again for the Polar Bears, 2-3 on the year, coached by Kyle Clevin. And again for the Polar Bears, the guards will be Burns and Bacon. The forwards will be Rethemeyer and Oderman. And in the middle is Myers. Larimore traveling black uniforms with orange and white trim here tonight. We're going to have the introductions of lineups. While they do that, we'll send it back to the studio. We'll do a 90-second timeout. We'll return with the opening tip between the Cardinals and Polar Bears right after this.
Why choose professional eye care centers? Four great reasons for Dr. Bone, Dr. Freilich, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas, four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lamore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional eye care centers, clearly the best.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
And once again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devil's Lake. Carrington and Larimore ready to tip it off. It'll be Maddox McAloney jumping center, and he's going to win the tip against Dylan Rethemeyer in the Cardinals' first possession of the night. Up top, it'll be straight man-to-man defense for the Polar Bears. Walski will have it between the circles, right side, and that one tipped out of the hands of Merring on the far side, knocked out of bounds by Rethemeyer. Inbound on the far side of the floor, it'll be McAloney to play it in for the Cardinals. He'll throw it into the backcourt to Merring. Now right side, it goes to Walski. Tate, top of the key. Here's a three ball up top from Merring. Front iron, no good. Rebound, and we've got a jump ball called. So the alternating possession is going to belong to the Polar Bears. 7:38 to go here in the opening quarter. And the Cardinals are going to try to put some pressure on Larimore. Backcourt. Now the pass, that's going to be tipped, but controlled, and now the pass is going to be stolen away down low by Threadgold. Turnover number one on Larimore. Right corner will go to Mehring up top. Walski, he'll drive, and he's going to be fouled on the drive on the way through the lane. And that's our first whistle of the ball game. And it's going to go against Tatum Stark, 5'7 junior. Up top, it'll go to McElhoney. He's hounded up there by Oderman. Now Cardinals swinging around left side. Hoggle goes into the corner. Skip pass up top. It'll go to Mehring. Left side, Hoggle. He'll dump it to Threadgold. Threadgold in the lane. Kicks it back to Mehring. Mehring will drive. He lost the handle. Turnover, Cardinals. Back the other way quickly, Stark. He'll drive in. That's going to get hammered out of bounds by McElhoney down low. As Stark went in for the layup on the right side, and McElhoney just rejected that one big time down low. So the inbound will come baseline left here for the Polar Bears. Playing it in will be Oderman, and he'll throw it all the way up top to Stark. Stark will run the point for the Polar Bears. He was not listed in our starting lineup originally. Now into the hands, it'll go to Baron Burns. Burns, left side to Stark. Stark will take it up top. Now skip pass, right wing. It'll go. Three ball on the way. Right wing. That one good. Three for Grant Oderman. And that'll put the Polar Bears on the board first. Back coming at the 6:37 mark of the opening quarter. And then back the other way, we got a whistle and a foul as Kalen Mehring was driving on the right side. That's also going to go on Tatum Stark. That'll be his second personal. So two quick falls on Tatum Stark, the 5'7 junior, and he's going to head to the bench. Checking in is Braden Bacon. Carrington will inbound baseline right, kicking out right wing to Mehring. He'll drive, pull up, 14-footer just in front of the free throw line. It rattles in for Kalen Mehring. Cardinals trail 3-2. That bucket for the Cardinals coming at about the 6:21 mark. Right corner will go for Larimore, driving right side, taking a tough 8-footer, and that one no good. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul after the rebound. Tate Walski will get the rebound after the missed shot from Baron Burns. And that whistle will go against Reed Grattan, his first. Team foul number three already against Larimore. 6 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. 3-2 advantage for the Polar Bears. Right wing, it'll go to Hayden Hoggle. Hoggle will drive baseline, and he's going to get called for the travel. Turnover on the Cardinals, that'll be their second. Picked up the dribble on the right baseline, had nowhere to go, and then lost his footing. Turnover, Cardinals number two, 5:45 to go, opening quarter. Into the front court, breaking the press easily now. Here's Bacon, right wing, plays it up top. Then into the hands of Burns. Burns kicks it off left wing. Three ball on the way. That one front iron, no good off the hand of Oderman. Offensive rebound kept alive by the Polar Bears. Loose ball up top, and now back into the hands of Baron Burns. Burns will go free throw line. They kick it off right baseline. And driving right baseline, taking a tough 8-footer, missed everything, was Reed Grattan. Grattan, now the Cardinals back into the front court. Here's Walski. He'll drive all the way down. Now stops in the middle of the lane. Kicks it up top. Three ball. Kalen Mehring on the way. Or Kalen Mehring, I should say. That one off the back iron. No good. Back into the front court. With the ball is Burns. He'll drive all the way down. Left-handed layup. Good. Nice penetration through the lane. Layup good for Burns. And that'll give the Polar Bears a 5-2 lead. Cardinals with it, 4:48 to go here in the opening quarter. With it on the right side in the corner was Hoggle. He has it again. He'll fire the three. Right corner, that one back iron. Offensive rebound, weak side goes to McElhoney. He spakes, turnaround, tough 8-footer going on the left side of the lane for Maddox McElhoney. 5-4 advantage for Larimore. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. Rethemeyer will give it up top now to Baron Burns. Burns resets the offense. Cardinals in a 2-1-2 zone at the moment. Up top, now they swing it around right side. Back up top, Burns. Burns, 8 on the shot clock. They swing it around left side. Three ball, left wing in the way. Good! Rattles in for Bacon. Braden Bacon knocks in the triple. 8-4 the advantage for The Polar Bears of Larimore. Right corner, Hoggle. Hoggle looks down low. Wide open underneath. Layup, no good, but a whistle and a foul after the shot. They'll say it was in the act of shooting. That's going to send Tate Walski to the line. He'll shoot a pair. Whistle's going to go. Rethemeyer will pick up his first. Team foul four. And the Cardinals, after this one, even though it was in the act of shooting, they'll be in the bonus the rest of the first quarter as well. So Walski, the senior, looking for his first points of the night. Free throw is short. Off the front iron. Eight-four advantage here for the Larimore Polar Bears. Just underway here. About halfway through the opening quarter, and the second free throw strong off the back iron, but it's kept alive on the offensive rebound by Threadgold. Back to Mehring. He'll skip it over to Hoggle. Right corner, McElhoney. High arcing three. That one way short. Went from the right corner. Now we got a whistle and a foul. That's going to go on Tate Walski. First personal on Tate. First team foul. So 8-4 advantage Larimore. 3:30 to play in the opening quarter. Front court with it is Burns, and he'll play it into the hands of Oderman, and now they kind of do a weave up top to Bacon. Bacon, top of the key, Burns. They skip it off, and that's going to be a whistle and a foul on Threadgold down low as he fouls Mason Myers. Second team foul. Inbound will come baseline right for the Polar Bears. Prilling it in is Oderman, and that's going to be a five-second call and a turnover on the Polar Bears. Their second. Oderman couldn't find anyone to throw it to. No outlet up top or on the side. So the turnover, their second. And now it'll be Hayden Hoggle playing it in for the Cardinals with 3:13 to go in the opening quarter. Cardinals offensively, a little out of sync here early on. We'll see if they can get some. Couple of shots to fall here. Hoggle will play it up top, and now they go right corner to Walski. Down low, right side. They go to Threadgold, driving in the lane, and rolls it in. A little runner from about 4 feet in the middle of the lane for Alec Threadgold. And that'll cut the lead down to two for the Polar Bears at 8-6. Right corner as the Cardinals have switched back to a man-to-man. Here's a three ball, top of the key, front iron, no good, off the hand of Braden Bacon, and it'll roll out of bounds here on the near side. Last touch by the shooter, Bacon. Carrington will inbound with 2:42 to play in the opening quarter. Down by two. That on your Bank Forward scoreboard, 8-6 the advantage. A big thank you again to our starting lineup sponsor, Bissett Motors. Here's Mehring, long, high arcing three. Back iron, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of McElhoney. Gets it down low. Tried to get it down low anyway, and it goes off of Threadgold out of bounds. Turnover on the Cardinals. That'll be their third. 2:28 to play here in the opening quarter. Larimore with the ball and a two-point advantage. Burns will play it. Then into the hands of Grattan. And then that pass tip stolen away. Turnover three on Larimore. McElhoney will bring it into the front court. Right side goes to Mehring. Back up top. McElhoney, right corner goes to Hoggle. Hoggle will drive right baseline, little four-footer, front iron, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, no good from McElhoney, and the ball tipped into the weak side, hauled in by Burns, and he'll bring it back into the front court. Burns will drive, and he gets his pocket picked by Walski, and Tate Walski will race to the other end, all the way down, and they're going to call a travel before the layup comes in. Credit Baron Burns for the hustle back to create the turnover at the other end. So both teams trade turnovers, four each. Minute 44 to go, or 47 to go here in the opening quarter. Larimore back in possession, still with an 8-6 lead. Checking in for the Polar Bears is 6'3 junior Case Knutson. Burns will give it up to Knutson, left wing extended. Now top of the key to Grattan. Back to Burns here on the right wing. Top of the key. That'll go to Bacon. He'll fire up a long three up top. Good! Three for Braden Bacon. That's his second triple. And for the Polar Bears, their third of the quarter. Quickly down the other way. Turnaround six-footer. Good on the left side for Tate Walski. 11-6. Five-point lead. Largest lead. But that's cut quickly back to three after the Walski bucket. driving back the other way and a running four-footer. That no good, but a whistle and a foul, and that's going to put Baron Burns at the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Whistle will go against Maddox McElhoney. That'll be Maddox's first. Team foul three. First free throws of the night for the Polar Bears, and this is Baron Burns, the 5'11 junior, at the line. And the first free throw back iron, no good. 101 left to go in the first quarter. Hayden Hoggle checks out as Jamison Coots checks in for the first time tonight for the Cardinals. Burns' second free throw on the way. That one front iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Tate Walski. So both teams have been to the free throw line for a pair of free throws, and combined they're 0 for 4. Cardinals can tie it up with a 3. This is McElhoney, fakes a 3, now drives left side, picks up the dribble, gives it up top to Merring. Back to McElhoney. McElhoney will drive down low, and that's going to be a travel call on McElhoney. Turnover number 5 on the Cardinals with 43.7 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Into the front court. Now left side, they play it up top into the hands of Oderman. Right side, this is Burns. Burns will dribble, now gets double team momentarily, dribbles out of it, now drives, gives it up right baseline underneath, wide open left side, and that one good underneath for Mason Myers. 13-8 advantage for the Polar Bears at 5. Here's Threadgold down low on the right side, and he just lost the handle momentarily. We got a loose ball, jump ball going to be called, or did we call a whistle and a foul? And he had called a foul on Larimore, and that's going to put Alec Threadgold at the free throw line. And that's going to go on Mason Myers, his first, team foul 5, and that'll put Threadgold at the line. He'll shoot a pair of free throws with 13 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Larimore currently with a 5-point advantage. It's their largest lead of the quarter for the second time. The other one was at 11-6. So Threadgold's first free throw. That one good. Nothing but net for Alec Threadgold. His third point here of the opening quarter. And it's a 4-point Polar Bear advantage at 13-9. Second free throw on the way. That one good as well. Threadgold knocks in both. It's 13-10. Polar Bears final 10 seconds into the front court. Burns. And he'll give it up left side. Now back to Burns, and he'll fake the three. Now plays it up top. Three ball on the way. Back iron no good from Bacon, and that'll end your first quarter of play at the end of one here at the Sports Center in Devil's Lake. It's Larimore 13, Carrington 10. We'll keep it right here for a moment. I got to get my computer kind of undone here. Again, you're listening to Carrington Cardinal basketball tonight on Thunder 98.3 FM and on the World Wide Web at NewsDakota.com. In that opening quarter, kind of a sloppy first quarter. The teams combined for 9 turnovers. Carrington with 5, 4 turnovers for the Larimore Polar Bears. And overall, a 3-point advantage for Larimore. Again, their largest lead was 5 a couple of times. The first was at 11-6, and then it was 13-8 before those final 2 free throws for Alec Threadgold with 13 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Again, Mike, going to play through this break here in the first quarter. Hopefully we get this thing back rolling up here. There we go. And hope you're enjoying the broadcast here. Carrington, if they win this one, would play North Star in the semifinal tomorrow night. That'd be the final game tomorrow night. If they lose this one, they would play at approximately 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. And that would be against Warwick. Carrington will have the ball to start quarter two. Up top, it'll go Merring. Left wing to Jamison Coots. Back to Merring. Thought about the three. Now Hoggle right wing. They go to Threadgold. He gets double triple team. Back up top, it goes to Merring. Now into the hands of McElhoney. Top of the key. Back to Merring. He fires a high arcing three. Top of the key. That one back iron no good. And the rebound tipped into the hands of Bacon. And he plays it now into the front court to Burns. 7:30 to go. Just underway. Quarter two. Back door cut. Wide open. Layup good. Dylan Rethemeyer gets his first bucket. And it is 15-10, the advantage for Larimore. Back to five. That matches their largest lead for the third time. Now turnover on the far side of the floor by the Cardinals. There's six driving back the other way, and the layup good for Baron Burns. And it's now a seven-point advantage for Larimore at 17-10. Maring gives it up. McElhoney, turnaround, 16-footer, rims in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Polar Bears and Myers. 6:50 to play here in the first half. And Larimore looking to extend the seven-point advantage. Right side, Burns. He'll spin on the right side all the way down. That's a whistle and a foul, and that's going to send Burns to the line. He'll shoot two. And that's going to go against Hayden Hoggle, his first personal. Team foul number one here in the second quarter. But in the act of shooting, and Baron Burns, who's 0 for 2 from the line, will get two. And that free throw is going to hit off the front iron and then off the glass, and down it goes. And an eight-point advantage now for Larimore. That is their largest lead. So 18-10, 6:38 to play here in the first half. And the second free throw's front iron, no good. Rebound called in by Alec Threadgold. And the Cardinals, and they're in much need of a good possession offensively. Hoggle, left corner goes to Coots. He dishes to Threadgold up top into the hands of Maring. Maring will drive in, takes a tough running 10-footer in the middle of the lane. That one rolls off, no good. Rebound finally into the hands of the Polar Bears and Grant Oderman. He dumps it back to Burns. Burns kind of runs the top of the key for him, or the point. Into the hands, into the left corner. That is Bacon, who's hit a couple of threes already, and that one intended down low for Renthemeyer. Gets knocked out of bounds, but last touch by Carrington. Tate Walski will check in for the Cardinals. Checking out will be Jamison Coots. Inbound, baseline left, down low, wide open underneath, and then missing the bunny down low, and the rebound going to stay with Larimore. And now they'll throw it up top. Three ball, top of the key, rattles in and out, no good. Tough break there for Braden Bacon, but that missed shot down low by Mason Myers was a point-blank layup, and he just missed it. Back the other way, McElhoney, and that's going to be a jump ball called. Alternating possession will go back to Larimore. That's another Cardinal turnover, their seventh here of the first half. 18-10, Larimore with an eight-point advantage. This is, again, their largest lead, and they can add to it right here with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Right wing, that to Oderman. Now up top, they try to dump it down to Myers. Myers in the lane, goes down low on the right side. Layup is going to roll out, no good, but the rebound kept alive by the Polar Bears. Renthemeyer goes left corner. That to Burns. Burns will drive, now kicks it here on the near side. Three ball, right wing in the way. That one off the back iron, no good from Renthemeyer. And the weak side rebound hauled in by Alec Threadgold and the Cardinals. Right side, Hoggle goes to the corner to Walski. Tate dumps it to Threadgold, down low on the right block. A little turnaround, six-footer, short off the front iron. Offensive rebound from Maring. His putback no good. Loose ball, Hoggle, and we got a jump ball going to be called. Alternating possession will go back to Carrington. Checking in for Larimore will be Tatum Stark. Also back in is Case Knutson. Carrington inbound baseline left. McElhoney will play it into the corner to Maring. Maring will drive into the lane. Now does an up and under from 12. Counted in a foul for Taylen Maring, and we'll see if that can jumpstart the Cardinal offense. That's their first points of the second quarter. And Tatum Stark, who just checked in, he picked up two quick fouls in the first quarter. He's been back out on the floor for about 20 seconds and just picked up his third. Free throw's going to rim off, no good for Maring. So the three-point play not converted, and it's now 18-12. Left side is Stark. Tatum, top of the key. Renthemeyer, he gives it up. Burns now back up top of the key. Knutson, he'll play it over to Renthemeyer. Top of the key, Burns fakes the three, spins. He lost the handle. Nice job there by Walski, knocking it away, and it ends up into the hands of Threadgold. Turnover number five, and we got a timeout here going to be taken by Randy Huey and the Cardinals. We'll do the same. We'll return after this one-minute break.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Thunder 106.1 is KQLX FM Lisbon Fargo, and Thunder 98.3 is KXGT FM Carrington Jamestown.
And once again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devil's Lake. Ramsey County High School Boys Basketball Tournament. 4:12 to go here in the first half. Carrington with the ball. They trail 18-12 to the Larimore Polar Bears, and they're into a zone defense now. Second to 1-3-1 for Larimore. Right side, Walski on the wing. Drives down on the low right side. Off the glass, too strong. And the rebound going to be cleared on the weak side. That into the hands of Stark. And he'll push it into the front court. Gives it up to Burns. Cardinals have come back into a straight man-to-man defense here. They've been mixing it up a little bit between a 2-on-2 zone and man-to-man so far. Oderman, top of the key in the week, gives it up to Burns. He'll drive, dishes off. Nice dish off layup. Good. Down low on the left side for Case Knutson. Burns with a nice assist for the Polar Bears. And Larimore back to an 8-point advantage for the second time at 20-12. McElhoney turnaround 15-footer left elbow. That one off the iron, no good. Rebound by Rethemeyer of Larimore. Polar Bears can extend that 8-point lead when this possession is. We're down to 3:10 to play in the first half. That last timeout brought to you by Dakota Central. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. That's going to go on Hayden Hoggle, I believe. And it will for Hayden. That'll be his second personal. Team foul number two on the Cardinals here in the second quarter. Jamison Coots will check back in. He checks in for Hayden Hoggle. Inbound for the Polar Bears into the hands of Stark. They go right corner. Burns fires a three. Front iron no good from the right corner, but another offensive rebound for the Polar Bears. Rethemeyer will drive in. His shot up no good, but another whistle. And that's going to put Dylan Rethemeyer at the free throw line. He'll shoot two.
Pause number 34.
Alec Threadgold will pick up his second personal. Alex team foul number three on the Cardinals. Then in the act of shooting, and Rethemeyer's first trip to the free throw line. Looking for his third point of the night, and the free throw good for Rethemeyer. 21-12 advantage at nine. This is the largest lead for the Polar Bears. 2:54 to go here in quarter number two. And that one on the way, and that one good as well. So Rethemeyer knocks in both. 22-12, and it is a 10-point lead for Larimore. Cardinals with it. Walski up top. He'll play it to Mehring. Left wing extended. And now the Cardinals try to dump it down to Threadgold, but that one gets picked off. Turnover number eight. That's that old saying, when you're playing a zone defense, if you don't reverse the ball, it's hard to force that ball inside. And that one got picked off. Up top, Rethemeyer. He'll play it on the left side. Now back right corner, Rethemeyer fires off a three, back iron, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Taylen Mehring. Taylen dumps it off right corner. Three ball, Walski on the way. That one way long, missed everything. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. And I believe that was last touch by, they're going to say last touch by Carrington. I thought it might have been off Larimore, but they'll say it was off Carrington. And they had a better view than I did. So Larimore with a 10-point advantage. This, again, their largest lead of the night. They can add to it. We go under the two-minute mark. And the Cardinals struggling offensively. That's an understatement right now. It's just 12 first-half points. Right side into the corner it'll go. Burns now back right corner. Here's a three ball on the way. That one off the iron, no good from Bacon, but another offensive board. Rethemeyer now with it left wing. He'll fire a three. That one's going to rim off, no good. And Taylen Marion gets the rebound, and he'll push it into the front court. He'll fire a three up top. That off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Threadgold puts it on the floor, and now he's going to get fouled. Whistle, and that is going to be a whistle against Case Knutson, his first. And Alec Threadgold on that fall, got an ankle rolled up. He's going to come off the floor for a moment. That whistle on Larimore, just their second team foul of the second quarter. Carrington Limbaugh, 1:20 to go in the third. Back to McElhoney, turnaround 15-footer left baseline. That one rims off, no good. Cardinals got a lid on the basket here in the first half, and there's a loose ball. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul after the turnover by Larimore. They turn it over. Nice hustle by Tate Walski, and then the whistle will go on Dylan Rethemeyer, his second. Team foul three. Carrington, with 1:08 to go, has scored 2 points in this quarter. Inbound will go left side. That pass from Hoggle tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Burns and Larimore with 1:02 to go in this first half. Carrington will inbound with 29 on the shot clock. Hayden Hoggle will play it in, and that pass and the inbound will go to Taylen Maring. And the skip pass over to Jamison Coots, right corner, and that's going to be off the front iron, no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to go against Larimore, and that whistle on Mason Myers, his second. So the fourth team foul, Carrington will re-inbound with 53 and a half seconds to go in this first half. And they'll throw it all the way up top to Taylen Maring, back to the corner to Hoggle. Back to Maring, and now it'll go to McElhoney, and he'll dump it off right side to Hoggle, his running four-footer on the right baseline. That no good. And back to Larimore with 40 seconds to go in the first half. 10-point advantage. Burns, and he's going to get fouled. That's going to go on Tate Walski. That'll be his second. Team foul four on Carrington. Checking in for the Cardinals will be Adrian Otis. Checking in for Larimore will be Reed Grattan and Case Knutson. Inbound will come baseline left. Up top on the inbound. Here's a three ball on the way, and that rims in and out. No good from Braden Bacon. Shot clock is off. Carrington has the ball. They're down by 10 at 22-12 on your bank forward scoreboard. Hoggle goes to Maring. Right side of the lane. Maring double team. Turnaround by. That's a tough shot. That one in and out. No good. And now the Cardinals will give Larimore an opportunity to get the final shot. 8 seconds to go. Burns with it up top, right side. Oderman goes to the corner. Bacon fires up a three. Front iron, brims off. Offensive rebound, put back at the buzzer. Is going to be good for Reed Grattan at the buzzer. And Larimore at halftime, they are going to lead with their largest lead of 12 at the break. 24-12 at halftime over the Cardinals. We're going to send it back to the studio. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap the first half right after this.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Bickett Insurance Agency.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection Bassett of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
This is Bryn Hansen, a senior at DeLax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Educational athletics, including games like this one, teach lifetime values such as respect for your opponents, coaches, officials, and classmates. There are few better places than athletic competition to demonstrate respect for others. By your demonstration of respect for those participating and watching today, you underscore that the most important part of high school competition is the people involved and not the game itself. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Running tough, running strong, High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer, serving farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
And once again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devils Lake, North Dakota. You're listening to Carrington Cardinal boys basketball tonight on Thunder 98.3 FM and on the World Wide Web at newsdakota.com. For I3G Media Sports, I'm Kyle Hewitt. Glad to have you aboard here tonight. Cardinals struggling offensively here tonight through the first 16 minutes. Just 12 points here at halftime. They trail Larimore 24-12, recapping the scoring. That won't take us too long right now for the Cardinals. Just 12 points. Their leaders with four each are Talon Merring and Alec Threadgold. Two each for Maddox McElhoney and Tate Walski for a total of 12 for the Cardinals. For Larimore, 24 first half points. They were paced and they were pretty balanced as well. Their leader with 6 points is Braden Bacon. That came on a pair of threes in the opening quarter. 5 points for Baron Burns. 4 points going to Dylan Rethemeyer, 3 points for Grant Oderman, and then 2 points each for Mason Myers, Reed Grattan, and Case Knutson for a total of 24. Quarter break scores, it was 13-10 advantage Larimore at the end of one. In the second quarter, it was an 11-2 advantage for Larimore, and that's where we stand right now. This lead at 12 points is the largest lead of the ball game for Larimore, where we stand right now at 24-12. Overall field goals made in the first half, 9 field goals made by Larimore, just 5 field goals made by Carrington. No three-pointers made by the Cardinals, 3 threes made by Larimore. All 3 of their threes were made in that opening quarter. Again, 2 of those from Braden Bacon, accounting for all 6 of his game-high points. And the other 3 came from Grant Oderman, accounting for all 3 of his first half points. From the free throw line, the Cardinals' 5 attempts, they were 2 of 5 for 40%. For Larimore, they had 6 free throw attempts. They were 3 of 6, good for 50%. Turnovers, Carrington finished the first half with 8 turnovers. Larimore with a total of 6 turnovers in that first half. total fouls, 9 fouls committed by Larimore. The only player with more than 2 for Larimore is Tatum Stark. He has 3. Players with 2 are Dylan Rethemeyer and Mason Myers. For Carrington, 7 first-half fouls, and they have 3 players with 2 fouls, including Hayden Hoggle, Tate Walski, and Alec Threadgold. Again, your score at halftime here at the Sports Center in Devil's Lake at the Ramsey County Tournament. It is Larimore 24, Carrington 12. That on your Bank Forward scoreboard. We're going to send it back to the studio. We'll return after this 2.5-minute timeout with the start of the second half right after this.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Here at Old National Bank of Carrington, we prefer to be the bank of choice that helps our clients fulfill their dreams, passionately supports our communities, and invest in the growth and development of our team members. Our mission has deep roots and a trusted partner. We invest our time, heart, and expertise so that our clients and communities thrive. Come see us today at Old National Bank from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on Main Street in Carrington.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Once again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devil's Lake as we get ready to start the second half. Carrington down 24-12. The Carrington girls faring a little bit better, or a lot better tonight. They were ahead 56-27 through the three quarters. Not playing Harvey Wells County in Fessenden tonight. But again, the Carrington girls up by 29 after three quarters in Fessenden tonight. So they're well on their way to a victory tonight. The Cardinals got some work to do to get back into this one here tonight. Trailing by a dozen at the break to Larimore. And the Cardinals will be on the defensive side of the ball to start the third quarter. Larimore will inbound on the far side of the floor. Playing it in will be Grant Oderman. Earlier today in the first round of this tournament, Devils Lake JV, they won their opener over Benson County 70-50, Nelson County over Griggs Midcota 68-61, and then North Star all over Warwick 81-30. Up top, Carrington man-to-man defense is Oderman. He'll give it to Burns. Burns way out top, now drives into the lane, dishes off down low, wide open layup good for Mason Myers, and the lead now goes to 14 at 26-12. Here's a three up top from Mehring. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound underneath, hauled in by Myers. At that other end in that opening bucket from Myers, it was a nice dribble drive by Burns, and he got the nice assist. He's had a few of those tonight. Oderman up top of the key, guarded by Mehring. Burns with it. He'll drive top of the key. Now goes back down the right side. Running six-footer. Right side no good. Rebound grab by Alec Threadgold. And now a whistle and a foul is going to go against Burns after the missed shot. That'll be his first personal foul. First team foul of quarter three. Hayden Hoggle's going to check out. Ewan Aberley checks in for the first time tonight. Merring goes right side. Walski back to Merring, and that pass goes over to Aberley. Got tipped, but back into the Cardinals. Here's Merring. He'll fire another three. Top of the key. Rims in it out. No good. And the rebound hauled in by Burns. Burns, left side. He picked up the dribble, but he got the extra step before he did so, and that'll be a turnover on Larimore. That'll be their seventh of the night. Carrington has been stuck on 12 points, and I can't remember when they hit that first bucket in that second quarter. It was their only point of the quarter. McElhoney to Merring up top. Left side, Aberley. He'll drive baseline. He lost a handle, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover on the Cardinals. That'll be their ninth. Some pressure in the backcourt with it. Now they'll go back to Burns. Burns in the backcourt, and he'll bring it into the front court. Goes all the way down right side, driving layup, no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by McElhoney. Just ripped it out of the hands of Myers. Back the other way. McElhoney gives it up top to Merring. Kalen, he'll go down low right side. Walski running six-footer right baseline, no good, and it's going to be out of bounds. They say last touch by the Cardinals. So Larimore will inbound. Carrington's going to put pressure on the backcourt again. Inbound Oderman, and he'll throw it, and that's going to be grabbed by Rethemeyer in transition, and he missed the layup, and then the rebound going to be kept alive by Larimore. Near side Oderman, he'll throw it up top all the way back to Burns. Burns way up top, hounded out there by Walski. Gives it up to Rethemeyer. Rethemeyer, top of the key, Oderman. Back to Burns, fakes a three. Now he's going to drive, dishes baseline. Fakes, and now back into the hands of Oderman. He'll fire an 18-footer. Left wing, good. Grant Oderman, he has eight. Advantage for Larimore, now at 16 at 28-12. Down low pass. Walski trying to go to McElhoney. That got tipped out of bounds. Checking in for Larimore is Braden Bacon. Checking out is Reed Grattan. Carrington inbound baseline right into the hands of Threadgold. Up top goes to Talen Merring. Now McElhoney fires up a three up top. Rims off, no good. Rebound underneath. That's going to be grabbed by Myers. And again, Larimore with the ball. And we're approaching the five-minute mark of the third quarter. Carrington still stuck in that 12-point mark. Down 28-12. Up top, Oderman lost the handle momentarily. Goes back to Rethemeyer. He'll drive left baseline. Layup no good, but a whistle and a foul, and that'll send Dylan Rethemeyer. He's going to the line. I believe that's going to go on Ewan Aberley. And if it is, it's his first. Team foul number one here of the third quarter. Rethemeyer on the night so far with 4 points, and the free throw front iron no good. He was 2 for 2 prior to that miss from the line. And that puts Larimore overall at 3 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. They can make it an even 50% if they make one here, and they do. So Rethemeyer knocks it in. He's got 5 points. The lead at 17 now, the largest lead of the night. And Carrington with it. Up top is Merring. Now goes to McElhoney in the lane. And he's got the ball knocked out of his hand. Now still with it. Takes a tough 8-footer. Left side no good. Rebound put back. Counted in a foul for Threadgold. Cardinals finally get a bucket. But it comes at the 4:33 mark of the third quarter before they finally get back on the board. But that a big one. That gets them with... Whistle goes on Mason Myers, his third. Team foul two. And we'll see if Alec Threadgold can complete this three-point play. He's got 6 points on the night. The first two free throws were nothing but net. That one good as well. Rips the net, and the Cardinals trail 29-15. So that coming at the 4:33 mark, left corner, three ball on the way. That one gone, three, and Larimore answers right back on a triple from Braden Bacon in the left corner. his third triple of the night. Quickly back the other way. We got a whistle and a foul. Tate Walski's going to go to the line. He'll shoot three or shoot a pair. That will be the third team foul against Larimore. Whistle will go against Oderman, his first. At the line is Tate Walski. He's 0-for-2 from the line with a couple of points tonight. Free throw is going to rim off, no good. Carrington right now, 3-of-7. So they could match Larimore at 4-out-of-8 if Tate can knock in this free throw, and that one is good. Third point of the night for Tate Walski. Carrington down 32-16. 29-12 was the largest lead. Left corner, we got an offensive foul call before the ball kicked out. That will go down as a turnover for Larimore. Their eighth of the night, and that's taking the charge was Alec Threadgold. That whistle goes against Renthemeyer, his third. Team foul four is Threadgold's going to check out. Checking in is going to be both Hayden Hoggle and Jamison Coots both checking in as Threadgold takes a seat. And so will Tate Walski, I believe. So Carrington will inbound with 4:11 to go in the third quarter. They trail by 16. Carrington girls win final score 65-32 tonight over Harvey Wells County. No problem for the Carrington girls. Here's Jensen, or Jamison Coots, I should say, and his 17-footer on the left baseline comes up short. Renthemeyer back the other way, drives all the way down, running 6-footer on the right side. Good for Renthemeyer. And we got a timeout taken here by Randy Huey and the Cardinals. With 3:44 to go here in quarter number three, Larimore 34, Carrington 16. We'll return after this one-minute break.
Committed to serving you with compassion, Evans Funeral Home of Carrington in New Rockford. Always available with the care you require, even at the most difficult time. You can count on Evans Funeral Home to provide guidance and answers when it comes to pre-planning, finding the perfect monument or marker to honor your loved one, or for service arrangements. Contact Evans Funeral Home in New Rockford at 947-2911 or in Carrington at 652-3003.
Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. They serve a 15-county area and deliver to home, office, and work sites a line of water and other products. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Visit them on Facebook for more information about in-home and office deliveries and the products available. Hydrate your home and office. Central City H2O of Carrington. We supply the water and vending you need where you need it.
And again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devils Lake, North Dakota. You're listening to Carrington Cardinal Boys Basketball on Thunder 98.3 FM on the World Wide Web at newsdakota.com. For I3G Media Sports, I'm Kyle Hewitt. Glad to have you aboard. Carrington boys with possession, and they have struggled offensively tonight. We'll see if they can get something going here in the last quarter and a half. Here's Merring, and he drives in. He's going to get fouled driving in. And that will be a two-shot shooting foul. Whistle goes on Knutson. That'll be his second. Team foul five. It was in the act of shooting either way. So Merring, Talon at the line to shoot a couple. He's 0-for-1 from the line with 4 points tonight. And the free throw is good for Talon. Sometimes a free throw can get you going. We'll see if that'll be the case with Talon tonight. Second free throw. That one good as well. So Talon knocks in both free throws. And it is now 34-18. Advantage Larimore at 16. Up top, Burns drives into the lane and now does a fake up and under and puts it up and in from about 4 feet in the middle of the lane for Baron Burns. He's got 7. Every time the Cardinals make a bucket, Larimore's been right there to answer back, and now Merring gets tied up. And the alternating possession is going to stay with Carrington. Alec Threadgold's going to check back in. Ewan Aberley is going to check out. Inbounding McElhoney goes to Jamison Coots, 15-footer left side on the inbound, and couldn't put it in, but the long Rebound caroms out to Merring. He'll dump it off down to Hoggle, and he's going to get fouled going in for a layup on the right side. So Hayden Hoggle will go to the line. He'll shoot two. And picking up his fourth personal is going to be Mason Myers. That could be a big foul here against Larimore. A 6'4 senior center. And Hoggle looking for his first point. Free throw goes off the back iron. Cardinals were 4 of 5 in the second half. Now they're 6 of 11 overall. And the second one is good for Hayden. So Hayden into the scoring column. And the Cardinals down by 17 at 36 to 19. With it on the right side, and now they try to force one down low, and that one's going to be last touched out of bounds by Larimore. They throw it away, their ninth turnover. Carrington has only turned it over 9 times as well. But the problem for Carrington, their shooting percentage, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it is not very good. With it here on the right side is Jamison Coots. He'll dump it back on the right wing to Alec Redgold. He'll drive right baseline right to the rack and can't finish off the layup. Now we're going to have a jump ball called after the missed shot, and the alternating possession will belong to Larimore with 2:25 to go. Again, the Carrington girls win tonight in Fessenden over Harvey Wells County, 65-32. Into the front court, Burns driving in, running, 8-footer, middle of the lane, no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by the Cardinals, and they'll throw it ahead to Merring in transition, and he lost the handle out of bounds. Turnover on the Cardinals. That's kind of how this night has been going. They had that. It looked like it was going to be a wide-open layup. Dylan Rethemeyer is going to check in here for Tatum Stark. Also checking in here for the first time tonight is Colin Peterson. For Larimore, inbound will go to Burns. 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. On your bank forward scoreboard, Larimore 36, Carrington 19. Burns driving, free throw line, kicks it off to Rethemeyer. He'll fire the three. That one hits off the front iron. Carrington with the rebound and Taylen Merring. He'll drive left side, dishes off left baseline. That 18-footer no good from Hoggle. Rebound grabbed by Oderman and Larimore, and he'll hand it off to Burns. And Burns pretty much runs the show offensively for Larimore. He drives all the way in, kicks it off right wing. Here's an 18-footer right wing. Good for Case Knutson, his second bucket. 38-19. Advantage for Larimore at 19. And there's a three ball up top. That one no good for the Cardinals as well. And back the other way come the Polar Bears. As we are approaching the 1 minute mark of the third quarter. Left side into the corner. Rethemeyer fires up a three, and that one missed everything. Weak side grabbing the air ball is Threadgold ahead. Walski, he'll drive all the way down. Left side, that layup no good. And the rebound by Walski, and now we're going to have a jump ball called, I believe. Alternating possession will stay with Carrington.
Bacon and start in for Polar Bears.
Checking in for Larimore will be Aiden Bacon and also Tatum Stark. Baseline left on the play-in for Carrington. It goes into the hands of Averly. Up top, Merring. Under a minute to go in the third. Merring pull up 15-footer at the free throw line. That no good. Offensive rebound, Threadgold. And the Cardinals back with the ball. Here's Averly. Fakes a three. Goes left corner to Merring, and he just threw it away. Turnover on the Cardinals. That'll be their 11th. Stark, left corner. That to Bacon, and Bacon just dribbled it off his foot out of bounds, so the Polar Bears turn it right back over to the Cardinals. Their 10th turnover. McElhoney checks in. Merring's going to check out with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. 38-19. Advantage for Larimore. Shot clock is off here in the final 23 seconds now of the third. McElhoney, right wing, fires up a three. Right wing, that's missed everything. Rebound tipped in bounds back to the Polar Bears. And the Polar Bears, with 12 seconds to go, getting in the hands of Stark. Tatum, front court, left corner it goes. Firing up a three is Knutson. He's off the back iron, no good from the left corner. Back it goes to McElhoney. He lost the handle, and that'll be a turnover on the Cardinals in the third quarter. Your score at the end of three quarters of play on your Bank Forward scoreboard, Larimore 38, Carrington 19. Will return after this one-minute timeout brought to you by Dakota Central.
When you work with your local Pioneer team, you gain hardworking partners who strive to know your every acre. Doug Retzlaff is your local Pioneer Seed Sales Representative in Carrington. Call Doug at Retzlaff Seed and Supply LLC. He will do the best to match the right product on the right acre and supply you with unparalleled choices of Pioneer Seed products treated with Lumigen brand seed treatment to protect your investment. Doug and his team also carry a complete lineup of livestock feed and minerals. Retzlaff Seed and Supply LLC in Carrington, near the roundabout.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
And once again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devils Lake, North Dakota. We go to the fourth quarter, and a big thanks again to our timeout sponsor, Dakota Central. Your Bank Forward scoreboard as we start the fourth quarter of play. Larimore 38, Carrington 19. Burns will bring it into the front court for the Polar Bears. Kicks it off right corner. Stark will fire a three right corner. That one off the back iron, no good. Rebound hauled in by Alec Redgold and the Cardinals. McElhoney, front court, and he's going to drive, kick it off to Merring. Three ball, top of the key on the way. Front iron, rims off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Larimore. They got a two-on-one back the other way. Rethermeyer ahead of the pack, layup good, and it is now 40-19. This is the largest lead at 21 for Larimore. Rethermeyer with the bucket. He's got nine. Cardinals with it. Left side, Aberley on the wing. He'll drive, pull up, running 10-footer. That one wide right. Rebound loose, grabbed. It's still loose, and it's going to be ball out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Larimore, and it'll be Cardinal basketball. Wolski and Rethemeyer were battling for it here on the near side in front of the Cardinal bench. Right side, it's Wolski. He gives it up to Threadgold, right wing. Now Merring. Kalen will drive through the lane, left side, and he's going to get fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Whistle's going to go against Case Knutson, and his third. First team foul of the fourth quarter, but that in the act of shooting. Kalen Merring will get a pair. 6 points in the game for Kalen Merring. That's 1 point behind Alec Threadgold for the team high, and now Merring is tied. Team lead with 7 points tonight, 40-20, though, the advantage for Larimore. Second free throw on the way, that one good as well. So Merring is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. And Carrington trails 40-21. There's a timeout taken by Randy Huey and the Cardinals. We'll do the same. We'll return after this 30-second timeout brought to you by Dakota Central.
On the field, every second counts, and when injuries happen, you need a hometown advantage. At JRMC Orthopedics, our local team offers fast access to expert care, so you don't have to travel out of town. From sprains all the way to joint replacements, even same day, we've got you covered. The best plays start with getting back in the game. Orthopedic care that keeps you moving. It's right here. Visit JRMCND.com to learn more.
And again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devils Lake out of the timeout. Again, a big thank you to Dakota Central. Carrington will put full court pressure here on Larimore. Rethemeyer will play it into Knutson. Now gets it quickly ahead. And into the corner, though, goes Bacon. And he plays it out left wing extended to Rethemeyer. Rethemeyer gives it up right wing. That over to Knutson. Up top into the hands of Burns. Back to Knutson right wing. Down low, right side, shot up, and that's rejected down low. Tatum Stark tried to get it down low. Now ahead of the pack, here's McElhoney, does a fake, puts it up off the glass, good. Maddox McElhoney's first point since the first quarter. 40-23. Pressure again in the backcourt. Into the front court is Stark. He goes to Rethemeyer. He'll drive, shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul, and that's going to send Dylan Rethemeyer to the line. He'll shoot two. whistle will go against Threadgold for Alec, his third. Team foul number one here of the fourth quarter. 17-point advantage for Larimore on your Bank Forward scoreboard. Polar Bears 40, Carrington 23. Renthelmeyer is 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Make it 4 out of 5 as he knocks that one in. And that's his 10th point of the night, 41-23. 21 points was the largest lead of the night. That was at 40-19. Second free throw, that one front iron, no good. Ewan Averly grabs the missed free throw. And Carrington down by 18 at 41-23. And now we got a whistle on the entry pass. That's going to go on Case Knutson. That's his fourth. Now checking in will be Mason Myers. 6:11 to go. This score in this tournament, at the end of the first half, Nelson County led Griggs County Midcota 41-23, and Griggs Midcota went on an 18-0 run and tied the game up at 41 in the third quarter. Down low on the entry pass, and Tate Walski can't put it in on the low left side. Rebound grab by Rethemeyer. Now Walski, and we're going to have a timeout taken here by Larimore as they just about turned it over in the backcourt. So with 6:03 to go in the contest, on your Bank Forward scoreboard, Carrington trailing Larimore 41-23. We'll take a Dakota Central timeout.
The Carrington Area Healthy Communities Coalition is a partnership of individuals and organizations working together to create a healthier community in which to work, live, and play. They support alcohol, drugs, smoking, vaping, and suicide prevention programs and promote activities such as pickleball, yoga, and park improvement. Their mission is to promote and support physical and mental health activities, prevention services, and community learning initiatives that promote a healthy lifestyle for the people of Carrington and surrounding areas. Visit healthycarrington.org.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance. Protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
Back here at the Devil's Lake Sports Center, out of that timeout by the Larimore Polar Bears, brought to you by Dakota Central. It'll be Polar Bear basketball. They played into the backcourt. Carrington with some pressure, and into the front court, Rethemeyer, and his pass got tipped, but right back into another Polar Bears hand, and Oderman up top, Burns. Back it goes to Oderman way up top. He lost the handle momentarily, and he'll give it up now to Rethemeyer. Skip pass right side. Burns will fire a three. Right wing. Good. Three. Baron Burns. He's got 10. 44-23. That matches the largest lead now. Back to 21 for Larimore. Marion gives it up left side. Averly. Averly gets it down low to Threadgold in the lane, and he'll put it up and in. Nice move middle of the lane. 9 points for Alec Threadgold. 44-25, advantage at 19. Time the enemy now for the Cardinals. 5:10 to go. They trail by 19. They've trailed by as many as 21 twice. Right side of the wing. And that pass stolen away. Back the other way. And the layup good. Layup good for Maddox McAloney. He's got 6 now. Cardinals down 44-27, and back the other way, counted in a foul for Dylan Rethemeyer. Rethemeyer gets the bucket and the foul. And that whistle goes on Ewan Averly, his second. 46-27. And a chance for the 3-point play here for Rethemeyer. He's got 12 points of the night, looking for number 13. Free throw is good for Rethemeyer. And it is back to a 20-point lead now at 47-27 for the Polar Bears. Driving in the lane, and that's going to be a whistle and a foul called against Larimore. And that's going to go on Burns, his second personal of the night. Team foul number three. Inbound will come baseline right for the Cardinals. McAloney will play it in with 4:45 to go. It's not out of the question, but it is getting unlikely. And now Threadgold tried to get one up, and there's back the other way. Rathemeyer, he's going to get fouled. That's going to go against Walski. And we'll check that out for Walski, his third. Team foul three. At the line will be Rathemeyer again. 47-27, and two made free throws would give Larimore their largest lead of the night at 22. First one on the way, and that's off the front iron, no good. Again, that whistle, the third team foul on the Cardinals here in the fourth quarter. Both teams with three team fouls. Second free throw, that one back iron, no good. So a pair of missed free throws from Rathemeyer. And Cardinals back with it, down 20 with 4.5 to go. McElhoney over to Mehring, three ball, left wing in the way. Good, three for Talon Mehring, his first triple, and for the Cardinals, their first triple of the night. 47-30. Advantage at 17. And Larimore, and they're going to try to run clock now. Burns goes right side, and that's going to be stolen away by Hoggle on the far side. Hayden up top. Mehring fires another three up top. The back iron no good. Rebound grabbed by the Polar Bears. And now a baseball pass down the floor to Rathemeyer, and he'll lay it up and in. He probably got away with the travel. Rathemeyer now back the other way. Walski, and he's going to get fouled. And two shots coming here for Tate Walski. Rathemeyer, without a doubt, got away with an extra step.
Foul number 20, Rathemeyer, that is his fourth.
And it is 49-30 at that end. That whistle goes against Rathemeyer, his fourth, and the fourth team foul. So right now, three different players with four fouls for Larimore. Free throw is going to rim around and drop in for Walski. So Tate picks up his fourth point of the game. One field goal, that back in the first quarter. 2-5 from the line, so we'll see if he can knock this one in to get back to the 50% mark here from the free throw line. 49-31. Second one rims in and out, no good. 18-point advantage for Larimore at 49-31 on your bank forward scoreboard. In transition, wide open layup, good for Mason Myers. He's got six. 51-31. Back the other way, Walski takes a running baseline layup attempt, and that one missed everything. Back the other way, down the floor, counted in a foul for Mason Myers. He'll get the three-point play attempt. It is 53-31, and that is the largest lead of the night already at 22, and a chance to add to it with the and one here for Mason Myers. That whistle against the Cardinals goes against Hoggle. That's his third. Team foul four. Mason Myers with 8 points on the night. 53-31. Free throw is front iron, no good. Rebound Tate Walski. 22-point lead, though. Largest lead of the night for Larimore. Here's McElhoney. Right side, pull-up 12-footer. Front iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Polar Bears as we approach the three-minute mark of the ball game. Polar Bears will break the press. They got a three-on-one if they wanted it. They held it up. Now they're going to fire a three right wing. Good. Three for Mason Myers. He's got a dozen. And now the lead goes to 25 at 56-31. And down to 2:45 to play. Loose ball. Cardinals, we got a turnover on the Cardinals. That'll be their 13th of the night, and a timeout taken here by the Polar Bears with 2:43 to go. We'll do the same. We'll return in 30 seconds.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Back here at the Sports Center in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, again for I3G Media Sports. I'm Kyle Hewitt on Thunder 98.3. And on the World Wide Web at NewsDakota.com. And right now, Bank Forward scoreboard. It is all Larimore in this one. 56-31 the score. And now a turnover coming out of the break here and back the other way, driving in, and the layup good for Adrian Otis, who gets the steal and the driving layup. And it is 56-33. That turnover by Larimore, their 12th of the night. With it on the right side is Grattan. Grattan will play it into the hands of Peterson. Peterson with it, loose ball, and another turnover for Larimore. That'll be their 13th. Jamison Coots with it, and he lost the handle. Turnover on the Cardinals, that'll be their 14th. And a loose ball up top as Adrian Otis got a piece of that one, but it stays with Larimore. Stark with it into the hands of Grattan. And now a loose ball going to be stolen by the Cardinals. Turnover 14 for Larimore. They've had three turnovers in the last minute. With it on the left side, Coots gets it to Otis up top. McElhoney, he'll drive in, takes a running eight-footer, rims off, no good. Loose ball, it's going to be tipped, and they're going to stay out of bounds. Last touch by Larimore, Cardinals will stay with it. .121 to play here in this one. Again, on your Bank Forward scoreboard, it's Larimore 56, Carrington 33. Adrian Otis will drive. Now they kick it up top to Coots. He'll fire the three. Front iron no good. Rebound grab by the Polar Bears. That into the hands of Braden Christensen. Christensen with it for the Polar Bears. And he'll step up. Fires a three. Top of the key. Front iron no good. Long rebound is going to be out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Larimore. Weston Ehrman checks in for Carrington. Jamison Coots will check out. So on the floor for Carrington right now, Jace Coleman, Adrian Otis, Isaiah Otis, Radke Hui on the floor. Hui with it, right side fakes, drives baseline, cut off there. Now takes a tough little eight-footer on the right baseline. Good for Radke Hui. First bucket of the night. Under a minute to go, and it's 56-35, and Larimore tried to dump a pass down low, and it goes out of bounds. They'll turn it over now for the 15th time. 56-35. Radke Hui will take a quick seat as they bring in some more younger guys here, including Asher McElhoney. Weston Ehrman with it. He'll give it up left side. Now McElhoney with it. And he'll play it into the hands of Isaiah Otis. Now Ehrman. Ehrman top of the key. He'll fire the three up top. Front iron no good. Rebound underneath. Grabbed by Emmanuel Gomez. Gomez with it. 10 seconds to go. Front court. Right side for Larimore. They're just going to dribble it out now. 2 seconds, and that's going to do it. Your final score in this one, Larimore 56, Carrington 35, and your Bank Forward scoreboard. And Carrington will play Warwick tomorrow at around 4:30. And we'll talk about that more on the post-game wrap-up here. Again, your final score, Larimore 56, Carrington 35, will return in 3 minutes with a recap right after this.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Gar Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Gar Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose professional eye care centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Frelick, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas, four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional eye care centers, clearly the best.
And once again, welcome back here to the Sports Center in Devil's Lake. The final score in our final game of day one of the Ramsey County Tournament, it was all Larimore. Larimore knocks off Carrington by the final of 56-35. And that final score, 21-point advantage. The largest lead came at 25 points, at 56-31 in this fourth quarter. For Carrington, leading scorers here tonight with 11 points with Talon Merring. And he had 7 of those 11 in the second half. He finished with 11. The only player in double figures, Alec Threadgold, with 9 points. 6 tonight for Maddox McAloney. 4 points for Tate Wolski. 2 each for Adrian Otis and Radke Huey. 1 point for Hayden Hoggle for a total of 35 for the Cardinals. For Larimore tonight, their 56 total points. They were paced with 3 guys in double figures. The leader with 15 was Dylan Rethemeyer. That a game high. 11 points for Mason Myers. 10 for Baron Burns. Braden Bacon right behind with 9 points. 5 tonight for Grant Oderman. 4 points tonight for Case Knutson. And 2 points for Reed Grattan. Quarter break scores. Larimore led 13-10 at the end of one. 11-2 advantage for Larimore in quarter number two. Larimore led 24-12 at the break. 14-5 advantage Larimore in the third. They led 38-17 after three quarters. And then an 18-point apiece quarter in the fourth. And again, the final 56-35 for Larimore. The Polar Bears, they improved to 3-3 on the season with the win. For Carrington, they drop to 1-5 with the loss. Total field goals made in this one. Carrington knocked in just 12 field goals. Only 1 3-pointer made, that by Talon Merring late in the fourth quarter. For Larimore, they knocked in a total of 22 field goals, 5 of which were 3. 3 threes, the game high for Braden Bacon. That accounted for all 9 of his points. 1 made 3 each for Grant Oderman and also for Mason Myers. From the free throw line, Carrington 10 of 16, that's 63%. Larimore just 6 of 14 for 43%. Total fouls tonight, Larimore committed a total of 19 fouls. No players falling out, no technical fouls for Carrington. They finished the night with a total of 13 fouls on the night. No players falling out, no technical fouls. Turnovers 15 for Larimore, 12 for Carrington here tonight. Again, the final score on your Bank Forward scoreboard, Larimore 56, Carrington 35. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap and wrap everything up here from the Devil's Lake Sports Center right after this.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Thunder 106.1 is KQLX FM, Lisbon, Fargo. And Thunder 98.3 is KXGT FM, Carrington, Jamestown. Thunder 106.1.
And once again, welcome back here to the Devil's Lake Sports Center one last time. Again, the final score of their final game here tonight, Carrington falls to Larimore 56-35. Earlier here today, it was Devils Lakes Junior Varsity knocking off Benson County in the first game of the day, 70-50. Nelson County, after leading by 18 at the end of the first half, gave up an 18-0 run to start the third quarter, but they held on to knock off Griggs Mid-Cota 68-61. North Star, no problem with Warwick in the third game, 81-30 the final. And Larimore here in the nightcap again over Carrington, 56-35. We'll have the Carrington game for you tomorrow afternoon. It'll start around 4:30. We'll start our pregame about 15 minutes prior to that. So whatever time that first game gets over tomorrow, we'll start our pregame about 15 to 20 minutes prior to the opening tip for the Cardinals tomorrow here at the Sports Center in Devils Lake. Game one tomorrow, it'll be Benson County taking on Griggs Mid-Cota. That'll start at 3, and again, Carrington will play Warwick about 20 minutes after that one. In the semifinals tomorrow night, it'll be Devils Lakes Junior Varsity taking on Nelson County in the first semifinal. And in the second semifinal tomorrow night, North Star, they will play Larimore in the final game tomorrow night. That'll be a wrap here tonight from the Devils Lake Sports Center. Again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors collectively. Without them, we don't bring these, so thank you very much. Again, for Thunder Country 98.3 FM and NewsDakota.com for i3G Media Sports. I'm Kyle Hewitt. Have a good night, everybody.
Carrington Cardinal basketball has been brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Facet Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. The proceeding has been a presentation of i3G Media Sports on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal.